The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
This is Girl Talk, and here on the Dana Cortez Show, I'm going to talk about something that I mention in passing quite often, that I was a mother at 15. But since we're having this quinceanera, we're having this celebration, because I never had a 15, I wanted to get into it a little bit more because I know a lot of people who went through what I went through, maybe having a child very young, you missed your quinceanera, you didn't go to prom, whatever. The reason that I mention this in passing a lot, automatic Anthony A, is because I get emotional when I talk about it.
I'm sure. I mean, being a mother at 15 has had to be tough.
I still don't even know how we did it. I call my daughter Kirsten today, often, every week, and I tell her, Mija, I'm sorry. Like, you know, I did the best I could at 15. It was hard. And she's like, Mom, get over it.
I mean, you were literally a kid raising a kid.
We used to watch The Fairly Odd Parents together.
I have to ask you, so is it more, do you get emotional more because of what you missed as a young teen mother? Or is it more so of like the sacrifice? Like, what makes you more emotional?
Absolutely not what I missed. It's what I could have done better. As a mom. I'm getting emotional right now.
Well, I'm like I said, you were a kid raising a kid. I wouldn't expect you to be the perfect mother. It's hard to be a mom in your 30s.
No,
I can't
imagine
to be a mom like half that age.
But when you get older, you realize, right? You wish. I don't have a lot of regrets. I don't regret anything. I love my daughter. But let me tell you, you wish you could have done things differently. I will never forget how hard it was to tell my Nana and my Uncle Frankie and my mom that I was pregnant. Oh, my house was completely turned upside down.
How did that go? Did you do it?
I had to tell my Nana first, and she was so hurt.
She's just disappointed.
Oh my gosh, so disappointed. She cried. My Uncle Frankie, who was the only father I ever knew, same. He was just quiet. He was quiet. And then like 2 weeks later, he just broke down. And my mom too. My mom was angry.
Well, they knew it was gonna change your life forever.
Well, now I understand why my mom was mad, right? Because she was my mom. And all she wanted was the best life for me.
And
she knew that having a baby at 15 was going to make my life a million times harder. And so she was mad. She was angry.
And coupled into that, that's the first time I imagine she learned about her daughter being active.
Oh, my gosh.
So that, like,
talk about embarrassing, having to tell my Uncle Frankie I was pregnant. He was the man who raised me, knowing that he knew what I had. Oh, my gosh. It was.
Didn't you get pregnant on your first time having sex, though?
It had to be the first week because I went to Planned Parenthood and they were like, you late. I was like, yeah. They're like, you should have been here last month. So it was pretty quick. I would assume that it was probably, you know, first or at least first week, but I want to continue the story because
my first
we're having.
Time was quick.
Whole
mine didn't last long either.
Whole different topic. Our first time was quick.
The one thing
automatic.
I want to say though, is, it was. But the one thing I wanted to say though was, I know that there's going to be people that are judging you right now, and they're going to say, "I can't believe you had a baby at 15."
That's
I can't
okay.
believe. But the thing is that you decided to keep the baby
I
at
did,
15,
you know,
which there's a lot of women that decided not to keep it.
And that's fine for them, too. I am not here to judge anyone for their choices. I'm here to tell my story, and I think the story of a lot of women, whether they made my choice or the other choice. It's difficult, right? So what happened after I had my daughter, Kirsten? What was that like? We'll continue that story next on The Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you just turned The Dana Cortez Show on, I'm having my quinceanera right now because when I was 15, I was having a baby. And that's what we're talking about on The Dana Cortez Show. Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. I'm here for the free food.
You know what, Otto? You said something last break. You said, you know, a lot of people might be judging you. And that's something that I have tried so hard as a woman not to do to other women is judge the choices that we make. And so even if somebody's judging me, I don't care. I still love you. You know, I wanted to tell this story because I know a lot of women just like me had a baby at 15. Maybe they made another choice. That's on you. I'm telling this story because I wanted us to celebrate our successes. I don't want to have any regrets. You know, I talked earlier about how hard it was to tell my Nana, who raised me, my Uncle Frankie, who was the only father I ever knew, how to tell them was so hard because I was ashamed. I knew better. I knew better. And then to tell my mom, I knew she was going to be mad because she had all these expectations. I was smart, you know, honor student, you know, spelling bee champ. And then I'm like, hey, I'm pregnant. And she was so mad. And I now understand as a mother why she was mad, because I made my life harder than it was already. I already didn't know my dad. We already lived, you know, in government housing. We already had all these issues. And then here I go. Let me get pregnant now, too.
But you are proof that if you have a baby at 15, you can become successful.
Absolutely.
I would also make the argument, too, that a lot of people mature way faster when they have a kid and grow up way quicker and are get a lot more accomplished.
I don't know, because we sit around and watch Blue's Clues and Fairly Odd Parents. Oh. I don't know about all that. But you know what, Anthony, you're right. I had to go to work right away. I mean, I started working right away. I did quit school for a minute, went back to school. You are forced to become an adult. And so there are things that I didn't experience, like a quinceanera, like my prom. I went to my best friend's prom, my girlfriend's boyfriend. You know, we went to prom together, but I didn't go to my prom because I was busy changing diapers and taking care of a daughter. But the thing I wanted to continue the story is about how angry everybody was, disappointed everything when I said I was pregnant. But the day my daughter Kirsten was born, you won't believe the amount of rejoicing that happened in my home. That baby, it brought our entire family together. And I'm so glad that I had her.
Were you married before you had the baby?
I was
after?
Married, divorced, and had a child all in the same year.
So by the time you were 16, you had already been married, divorced, and had a kid.
All of it. All of the above.
Then why do you even... Yeah, no need for a quinceanera at that point.
You already had a wedding.
No, exactly. That story is for another day. But I really wanted to open up about this because I do mention it in passing because I get so emotional. But I understand how hard it is for anybody going through it, or if you've been through it. As a mother, you wish you could go back and do things differently. But at 15, you're doing the best you can. You know, and I understand, like, for my mom to be upset because all she wanted was for me to have a better life than hers. And I have.
And that's all you want for your kids is for them to have a better life than yours.
Absolutely. So, you know what I want to do today, all the women out there and the men, if you missed out on something, don't worry. We don't need to regret. We need to celebrate our success today. We need to rejoice on where we are right now. Yeah. You know, now.
That's really cool, too, because shout out to all the young fathers out there stepping
Absolutely.
Up and taking responsibility and handling that. Shout out to that. That's dope.
You know, we don't talk about good fathers.
I cannot even imagine myself as a 15-year-old father. I
can't
barely
imagine
wipe
you
my
either,
own self.
I barely found myself at 15.
Oh, you and the pillow story. We know. Oh, no. All right, y'all, we're continuing this conversation online. Dana Cortez Show on Facebook, at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Let's celebrate where we are today. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Debate time on the Dana Cortez Show. This is the time that we take an issue. We decide which side of the aisle we're on. And we fight about it live on the radio with your calls. What's good, everyone? It's your girl, Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A.
All right, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
I'm getting off work at this time, so I'm always listening.
Where do you
so
work?
I wanted to call and say welcome. If you ever go down to intake, you'll see me.
No!
I hope I don't ever see you there then.
My thing is, I wonder if DJ Automatic would bail me out.
Of course I would. Why would I leave you there? I need somebody to cook and clean for me.
Oh my gosh. This is the man I married. I cannot believe
But
he
I
would
love
shame
you. That's why,
like
I would,
that.
That's why I bail you out first.
No, here's the thing, though. It reminded me of the call. Well, so do I. Thank you for bailing me out. It reminded me of this call. Do you remember yesterday?
I had to bail my girl out of jail this weekend.
Man, you really love her, don't you?
Hey, man, I never signed up for nothing like that, but I got her back. I can't be putting money on books and stuff. That's a lot of work.
The Western Union deposit fees add up, bro.
It's cheaper to bail her out right. than to get that ramen, man. If ramen's expensive in jail.
Man, I feel like I don't even know. I felt like I was the only dude in the world doing it. I felt like it was a lot of other girls, women doing it, but I'm the only dude. But I have to hold it down.
Hell yeah.
What did your girl do to get thrown in jail?
In 2012, bro, something happened, and she got caught out here. All right, look at this. This is funny. She worked at Family Dollar. know Family Dollar, always on the news.
Yeah.
All right, so she called the police on the shoplifter. Shoplifter got away. Police ran her ID, took her to jail.
What?
Oh, man.
No, then that's good that you bailed her out. That happened to me one time. I got picked up at the radio station by the FBI. But you know what? That's another show. I'll let y'all know that one later, okay?
Hey, one more thing. Hey, now she institutionalized after 4 days. She's swollen everything.
Oh. Bobby bailed his girl out. You know why? Bobby is a good man. This is the debate. Your significant other gets in trouble. Are you spending your hard-earned money to bail them out of jail? 833-DATA-SHOW. We debate it next, only here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you just turned the Dana Cortez Show on, let me remind everyone where we are. Yesterday, Bobby called in and he said this.
I have to bail my girl out of jail this weekend.
Hold up. Wait a minute. What did you say?
I have to bail my girl out of jail this weekend.
Bobby bailed his girl out of jail. Bobby's a good guy. I am not the person that's bailing you, DJ Automatic, out of jail. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. It's debate time. My name is Dana Cortez.
Hold up. I'm DJ Automatic. You're not going to bail me out of jail? What do you mean you're not going to bail me out of jail?
You make a mistake and I got to pay the price.
I just said I would bail you out of jail.
That's you.
You know what? I'm going to let you rot.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I really wouldn't. I need somebody to clean the house.
Automatic talks more than a jail inmate on the phone right now. I go by the name of Anthony A. What up, y'all?
I don't even have a rebuttal for that. Well, because you know what? The sad thing is I'm going to go home and clean the house. I can't help it.
Anthony, would you bail me out?
It's debate time. Are we bailing DJ Automatic out of jail?
Odds are I'll probably be there right next to you. So who's going to bail us out is the bigger question.
Well, it's not going to be Dana.
Do you really think it's a good idea? Does that teach someone a lesson if they made that kind of mistake? If they've broken the law for you to come around and bail them out of jail? I doubt my mother would bail me out of jail. In fact, when I went to jail, the FBI picked me up in
FBI?
The radio station.
The real FBI picked Dana up from the radio station.
I was on the most wanted list. No, I'm not trailway.
Stupid.
No, blue. No, I'm just kidding. No, I really did get picked up. It wasn't my fault. I had to get out of my own. Nobody bailed me out.
Look at you. You sound like a real jail inmate. It's never nobody's fault when you're in there.
It really wasn't my fault. All charges were dropped. And my GM completely understood. I took care of myself as a grown woman. I took care of my own business.
Did you explain why they picked you up?
Like right now on the radio?
Yeah, no. I want to know why they picked you up.
It had to do with my ex, who we'll introduce to everybody later.
So he didn't bail you out, though?
Oh, no. We weren't together anymore.
He's the one who got you put there?
Yes.
Well, at least I've never done that.
So the statute of limitations may not be up. That's all we're talking about here. The point is, how are you going to learn your lesson if you're bailing people out of jail?
You know, one time I got in trouble and the police were coming to pick me up. They actually called me to tell me they were coming to pick me up. And my dad, like a true G, you know what he told me? Put on some socks, put on some clean underwear, make sure you take a shower first because it's going to be a long few days.
So he wasn't going to bail you out,
No,
right?
He wasn't going to bail me out. He was just going to let me sit in there.
And my former boss bailed me out.
Really?
And truth be told, the hardest thing about going to jail was being released and then seeing my grandma's disappointment.
That was
the biggest lesson. So, like, I understand why people want to bail out family members because, trust me, as the person who's in there, like, the biggest hurt feeling you have is disappointing your people that you're representing.
But did your grandma bail you out?
No, she didn't. She's a real one.
Yeah,
she hung the phone up and said, not you. You're supposed to be the good one, mijito.
All right, you know what? This is the kind of conversation that we got to continue on social media. Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. You at work anyway. Pretend you're working. Or on Instagram, at Dana Cortez. Are you bailing your loved one out if they do something illegal and they end up in jail? Comment now. We'll be right back, y'all. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A Texas man was busted for robbing a bank the day before his wedding to pay for the wedding ring. Thanks, Offset. Now everybody's trying to keep up with Cardi. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Time for your WTF story. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A.
Look, I've been married 3 times. I know weddings are expensive, okay? But fellas, this isn't the way to pay for yours. The man's name is Heath Bumpus.
What?
And he was seen on surveillance video robbing the Citizen State Bank in Groveton, Texas at gunpoint last week.
Well, yeah, it was a shotgun wedding, I thought.
Oh!
Zing!
Bumpus didn't bother even trying to hide his features, which made it all the more easier for his fiance to identify him from local news reports.
His fiance turned him in?
Snitches get stitches, not rings.
Stupid!
Yes, that's absolutely right. Bumpus' fiance turned him in, which is especially ironic considering that Bumpus told sheriff's deputies he robbed the bank so he could pay for a wedding ring as well as a venue for his nuptials, which were scheduled to take place the very next day. Sounds to me like he was trying to get out of getting married.
Or maybe she just turned him in because she didn't want her last name to be Bumpus.
Now, the one thing we don't know is Bumpus and his fiance, are they still engaged or whether a wedding even took place? That remains to be seen.
Now, whether he likes it or not, he's stuck with a ball and chain, though.
For sure. All right, y'all, that's your WTF story. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One call, 1 minute, no judgment. It's one confession here on the Dana Cortez Show. Let me explain what that means. So here's a confession that we got earlier this year. Do you remember this?
So I've never had an orgasm, and I've been with my husband for 8 years.
Never had an orgasm, period?
No, I've never had. Oh. But there's more to life than sex, you know?
Wow. Okay, I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, and that was my ex-girlfriend, y'all.
Couldn't get her there, huh?
No. Whoa. Hold on. First of all, the conversation continued, and the woman said she's very pleased. It might be herself that handles things, but... And then
handles.
She's happy. Hold on. But she's happy because of the 80-20 rule, right? 80% of her marriage is perfect. 20%, not so good. But that's the confession. That's what confessions are all about here on the Dana Cortez Show. We don't know who she is.
Nope.
We don't know where she's calling from.
No idea.
We don't know who her man is.
What?
Maybe I know, but I would never tell.
We do know he's bad in bed, though. We do know that.
So there's no judgment. So that's what one confession is all about. 833 Dana Show. I'm going to swallow my pride. I'm going to confess something when we come back. I'm going to tell you now, it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. And I still feel guilty about it to this day. And it happened over 10 years ago.
Dude, I'm still trying to recover from the leopard confession I did.
Oh, where you had sexy time with a pillow?
Enough with that. Enough with me and
the
pillow.
Do you know what?
I think everybody heard enough of that.
And you know what? I got something I need to confess as well.
Good God. The Dana Cortez Show's confessing all our sins. When we come back and we're taking your phone calls too, one confession continues next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, I remember when this woman called earlier this year and confessed this to the Dana Cortez Show.
So, I've never had an orgasm. And I've been with my husband for 8 years.
Never had an orgasm, period?
No, I've never had. Oh. But there's more to life than sex, you know?
Woo! And that's what One Confession is all about. What's up, everyone? Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So, obviously, we hold nothing back here inside the Dana Cortez Show. Anthony A. admitted he lost his virginity to a cougar pillow.
It was a leopard pillow
named Jacqueline.
Yes.
And don't ask me why I remember this story so vividly.
How can we forget it? You know? I mean,
burned into my brain.
So you said, Automatic, you had a confession. Where are we going here?
We are going to 20-year-old DJ Automatic. And he is fighting in Phoenix, Arizona. And... my parents come out
was this a street fight?
No, like, it's a boxing match.
Used to be a boxer.
Golden Gloves boxer, yes.
Okay, explain it,
And so I have, at this point, I've had at least 10 fights where I've won every single fight.
Oh, so you're like,
most
Mom,
of them by
Dad,
knockout.
Come watch me.
And I'm like, hey, Mom, Dad, come to Phoenix, come watch me fight. I promise you're going to love it.
Oh, God.
First round, I get knocked out.
Oh, no!
Came to find out, though, this guy was not an actual amateur boxer. He was a professional kickboxer who wanted to practice on his boxing skills, so he entered an amateur tournament.
Well, he should have found somebody better to practice on.
That was he over practiced quick. On my face.
Just for a minute and 30 seconds.
That's the same round that me and a leopard had.
And then you knocked out.
Oh!
So when I was little, I was a spelling bee champ, okay? And I was so proud because every city I went to, we moved around a lot. My mom would go where the work was. You know, she's like, I got a better job here. So every time I'd hit a new city, I would become that kid. Teacher loved me. Like, you know what? They would allow me to grade papers.
You were the brown noser in school, huh?
No, I was the straight A, finished my homework, same day, kid.
Did you let other kids copy off your test?
Hell no.
Oh, come on.
Do your own work. So one day, Mr. Wilson hands me the papers, and he's like, Dana, grade the spelling test. You know, because he trusted me, because he knew I never missed. And I realized that I'd gotten a word wrong. And I saw it. And I changed the word! No. I gave myself a
cheater!
I never told anyone until right now.
That was it?
I don't know if I can trust you anymore.
That was it! I had to talk about my drawing and automatic. I had to talk about getting knocked out. You talk about second grade spelling
in front of
test.
My parents.
What?
Hey, it was fifth grade. Oh. Okay, get it right. One confession, one call, 1 minute, no judgment. Hit us up at this time every Wednesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. We'll be right back with more, y'all. You want to continue the convo online? Confess anything you want. Dana Cortez Show on Facebook and at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
WTFs are always wow, but wow on this one. 30 years ago, Tina Bejarano of Los Banos, California, she's 17 years old, and she gave birth to a baby boy. Just a couple days ago, we're talking about teen pregnancies. But unfortunately, the baby only lived 15 minutes. Her mother told her that the baby had, you know, was sick and had passed away, so Tina never even got to see him. And she said that it's something that haunted and depressed her ever since then. This is the WTF story. It's a Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A.
So she thought the baby had died until last year.
What?
Yeah. So here's the deal. She's now happily married. She's a mom. And she was encouraged by her daughter to take a DNA test. Which she did. We've done that. I took my DNA test. You know,
you're talking about like that 23andMe kind of stuff?
Yeah, Ancestry, you know, all that stuff. Not long after that, Tina received an email from a 29-year-old man named Kristen. He'd had his DNA tested as well and wrote to her, I think we need to talk. It says we're related. Actually, it says you're my mom.
What the?
Imagine you thinking, and I mean literally being depressed.
How evil is her mother to do that?
I know. That made me so mad thinking about that. I'm so upset. But, you know, when I talked about being a teen parent, nobody was happy when I said that I was pregnant. But we all rejoiced once the baby was born. I don't know how in the world this mother could do this.
The grandma gave the baby away and told her that it died.
Oh, my God.
So the young man had not passed away, obviously.
Yeah.
This is his mother. Turns out that Tina's mom said, you know, gave the baby away. She was abusive. She was neglectful. So she's like, it all makes sense to me now. Why she lied about my baby. And instead of allowing me the choice, she gave the baby away. She said that it was her baby. Man, would you want to press charges on your mother all these years later?
That's heavy. I mean, that is like literally one of the most evil things I've ever heard.
Luckily, the baby, Kristen, says he was raised by a loving family in Las Vegas. And today he's married. And he's the father of a baby girl. A brand new baby girl. So no matter what, the story ends happily. They've reunited. They're now a big family. He's accepting of his mom. And she says that meeting him was one of the happiest days of her life.
Where's her mom? Where's grandma?
Could she
press charges against her?
Grandma died.
Oh.
Well, oh, darn. Well, I wonder if she was ever even alive. The woman obviously had no soul.
Nothing you can do about the past but live in the present and hope for a better future. That's great that their family reunited.
I'm so happy that they reunited. That's today's WTF on the Dana Cortez Show. Be back with more, y'all, coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I don't understand why Kanye West or any man would get with a woman who's sexy, she dresses provocatively. That's the reason you fell in love with her. And now that you're with her, you want her to be someone else?
Give me really bad anxiety, and I don't need any more negative energy for you to now say that you're not into me wearing a tight dress.
You are my wife, and it affects me when pictures are too sexy.
You built me up to have be this like sexy person and confidence and all this stuff.
Yes.
And just because you're on a journey and you're on your transformation doesn't mean that I'm in the same spot with you. So.
Okay. All right. Cool.
What guys think of the Dana Cortez Show? Hello, everyone. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A.
This is the day that we women, we ladies, get to ask men any question we want. And men, you have to answer honestly. DJ Automatic, you're a man.
Of course I am. I'm your man.
Yes, you are my husband. Anthony A., you're a man.
Barely. I just mean I don't have many man tributes. Like I can't really fix things. If your car breaks down, we're walking or calling AAA.
Well, neither can my husband. You guys share that.
I at least know how to put in a light bulb. That's one step I got over Anthony.
Barely. Well, here's my question. And this is a question, interestingly enough, we're talking about Kim and Kanye, but this is an everyday thing. When I saw this on Twitter, you know, it was up and down my timeline. It was the hottest hashtag. I started to read the comments. It didn't even involve Kim and Kanye. It was other ladies saying, I don't know why my ex did this to me. I don't know why my husband is like that with me now. He fell in love with me because of my sexy aura. And now we together and I can't be sexy anymore. So that's the question, okay, for you guys. Hold your tongues, man. Hold your tongues. If you met her and you knew she was sexy, you knew she liked to dress a certain type of way. In fact, that's exactly what attracted you to her. Why, now that you're with her, do you all of a sudden want her to wear a turtleneck every day? 833 Dana Show. Otto, Anthony, are y'all prepared to be honest?
You're my wife. I promise you I'm ready to talk about this.
All right. I hope the listeners are honest because we women want to know. It's What Guys Think. We come back with your answers next. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What Guys Think is our opportunity, ladies, to ask men any question. I failed to explain myself last break. We can't call in, ladies. I know. It's the only day. We get every day. And it still is our day, but it's our day to listen to the honest answers that men give. The Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And here's the deal. Kanye West came at Kim Kardashian for being too sexy. I'm like, what? Too sexy? You were attracted to her years ago, over a decade ago, because she's a sexy woman. You talked about her to friends. Kanye West said, I couldn't even pronounce her name, but she was so hot. Why can't she be hot now that she's your wife? This isn't even about Kim and Kanye. The comments were women saying, that's how my boyfriend is. Oh, that's how my ex was. That's how my husband is. If you were attracted to her because of her sexiness, okay. Why can't she be sexy now?
I think things change.
Hold on, Automatic. Let me establish something. This is my husband. Careful, because we got to go home together, okay?
Oh. You don't scare me. All right, first of all, I think things change once you are married and have children.
Why do they change?
I don't know why, but it's the way us men are made. We want to protect you. We want to love you. We don't want to share you. And you are now the mother of our children. So we look at you in a different light than we looked at you when we were lusting after you.
So now you don't lust after me. Now you're just married to me.
Of course I still lust after you. No, of course I still lust after you. I just don't want to share you with everyone else. I don't want your boobies all out or your butt. I just want you to dress
like my butt is flatter than the earth.
That is true. Yeah, so we don't have to worry about your butt. But personally, I don't think you really ever go too sexy. I think you always look classy. But with Kim, I think it's a weird situation because Kanye did really change her entire style. He's the one who built her up to be this sex symbol, and now he wants her to be somebody else. I didn't do that with you. I think he sounds like a hypocrite. But I understand where he's coming from because that's the mother of his children.
It doesn't matter. She's still the person she was, and that's something you guys don't understand.
Well, no, I feel like if she's representing the family.
But Anthony, you don't even have a wife. You don't have kids. You don't even have a
girlfriend.
Yeah,
because I'm smart. Because I don't have to deal with this problem. From the perspective of what Automatic's saying, I get it. You are the mother of the household. But you met her this way, dude.
Thank you. She already had a
sex tape in the bag, you know?
You know what, Anthony? I appreciate that because We've had this conversation in the past, and people might not know that. But Otto was upset with me because I wore a white blouse that was like one button unbuttoned.
Oh.
And he was like, and you were
when
like, bro.
What was this? Every man wants a sexy woman until your ego gets shattered. And Kanye's sensitive like a lot of men out there.
It's time for us to take these calls because women are listening. We want to know, why do you love us in the beginning as sexy individuals? We're so confident in ourselves, and then all of a sudden you want us to change. 833-DANA-SHOW, line one. Hello, sir. Please answer the question honestly.
Yo, no disrespect. Why do women wear sexy clothes in the beginning? Because they're trying to advertise themselves to get a man. And once they get a man, you got to stop advertising. There you go.
Oh, hold on. First of all, the way I dress, when I got my breast augmentation, when I did the things I did for me, it had nothing to do with a man. It's about me. And that's the problem with you men. You think the things we do is all about you.
Well, what do you mean? It is about us. You're trying to attract us.
Exactly. Exactly. And you can't be a cop and then retire from being a cop and still wear the uniform. If you're single and you want to dress to find a man and then you find a man, you can't just keep wearing the same uniform.
That was a sorry analogy.
No, I think it was the most genius thing I've heard all morning.
It makes sense. Your thought fit. You know what I'm saying? You got to put that to rest. You got to hang that in the closet, my queen.
Let me tell you something right now. As a woman, and the only... women are dying to call in right now. You don't understand.
Well, too bad you can't, because if you do, I'll hang up on you.
We will.
Everything we do in today's day and age is for ourselves, and sometimes we want to look good because we want other women to notice us. I'm being real.
No, that is true. Women do dress for other women. You're right.
I'm being real. Stop thinking that we're our mothers and our grandmothers, guys. If I want to wear a nice, sexy dress that you might think is too provocative or is over the top, it's for me. It's for me.
And I don't like that excuse that you guys keep saying that, like, you know, when you met me, I was like this. Well, when my girl met me, I had three other girls. Do I get to keep those three other girls?
You know what you get? Hold on.
Have
you heard this new song?
Oh, come on. You can't hang up on him.
I can do whatever the hell I want because it's the Dana Cortez Show. Let's have this conversation online. Facebook, Dana Cortez Show, at Dana Cortez on Instagram. That felt good. We'll be right back with more, y'all, coming up in less than five.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dear Dana, I want to leave home to go to school. I got a good job 2 states away, and my family is freaking out. Can you please help me explain to them why this is a great move? Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Good morning. So here's the time that I take messages from my personal social media, and I try to help people that listen to the show. And this young woman, she's hurt because her family is not supportive of her moving away. She's the little sister.
Why is this a big deal? I don't understand why this is
okay,
a big
DJ,
deal.
Okay, DJ, first I want to tell you something. I don't want to sound rude. How do I say this? Well, you're white.
You're saying it's a cultural thing.
It's totally a cultural thing. Like,
this girl sounds like Mexican.
Más Mexicana.
Okay.
I understand where she's coming from because the week that my Nana passed away, I'm visiting her. She says, I can't believe you left me. Because in our culture, you know, everybody lived very near each other. We all supported one another. And she wanted me to get a job, you know, at the state or the city and stay there, which is wonderful if that's what you want. The problem with this young lady is she's like, I don't want to live on the same block as my brothers and sisters. Good for them. I love my mother. I love my grandparents. I love my abuelos. You know, I love them. I want to go 2 states away and go to school and work this job. What is your advice? How does she convince her parents?
I'm going to say don't ask anybody. Just do it. She's old enough to be there. Just go. If they're going to really not, they're going to leave you and not support you, then you got to go where the opportunity is, just like they did.
I just don't think it's that big a deal. I mean, you only get one life to live. Take your life into your own hands and do what you need to do to further your life. Okay. Your grandma's going to be there. Your mom's going to be there. You can call them. You got FaceTime. You can get on Facebook. You can get on
Automatic,
Instagram.
Automatic, her abuelita don't got no FaceTime,
see,
dog. What are you talking about?
How can she convince her family to support her in this next journey of her life? We'll talk about it next. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you just turned the Dana Cortez Show on, this is our Dear Dana segment. Good morning. And I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So I received a message from a young woman. She shot me a DM on Instagram. And what I had to explain to DJ Automatic, and I, you know, we're married, but what people might not know is I'm Mexican-American. DJ Automatic is white. And so he didn't understand why, but this was a big deal. This young woman
according
is
According to Dan, I put people in rest homes.
Am I right?
According to Dana, white people put people in rest homes.
I didn't say...
Just remember that you're older than me, and I might just do it to you.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
I believe you. That's why I had daughters.
He's so white.
So they can
he's,
take care of me.
He's so
because
white.
My Latina daughters are going to take care of me, and that's the moral of this story. We're going to have to go all the way back. She is the youngest of four. She found a school she likes and a job she likes two states away. And her mother and her father and her siblings, they all live in the same neighborhood. Her abuelos live in the same neighborhood, and they're very disappointed and not supportive of her moving. And you have to understand, culturally, I get it. I said earlier, when my nana, who raised me, who I love, she was like my mother for all intents and purposes, literally the week that she passed away, she was still asking me, mija, why did you leave me? Because she expected me to stay there like she did and took care of her father and so on.
And my mom was like, get the hell out.
So you just proved my point. And here's my advice to her, because Automatic, you said it's not a big deal. Anthony, you said, hey, if they're not going to support you, just leave. It's not that simple. It's not that simple. You have to sit them down and you have to ensure them, first of all, that you love them, that you're always going to be there for them, and that you want them to want the best for you. You do have to be there for your family.
Well,
that is different.
You're not going to be there for them. You're leaving.
You are going to be there. You will be there for the moments that matter the most. And they need to be there for you. That's the biggest message. They need to support you because that's what you do when you love someone. And what this young woman wants is growth. For her, this is growth. So tell your family, just like you want me to support and love you, I need the same thing.
And she should let them know that anywhere she goes, they'll be on her heart.
Don't you mean in her heart?
No, no, no. I mean, like, she should literally get a tattoo of the family name on her heart. That'd be
if you need a Dear Dana, remember, at Dana Cortez on Instagram or Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. We'll be right back with more, y'all, coming up in less than five.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, listen to this WTF. Okay, so the University of Iowa, they have a student there that was accused of using a fake ID. Doesn't sound like a big deal. Until you find out it's a McLovin fake ID. So he's at the bar. His name is Daniel Burleson. He's being charged with possession of a fictitious ID card, which is a serious misdemeanor. He was released from jail on his own recognizance. Now, we've all used fake IDs. Actually, I don't think I ever used a fake ID.
I had a couple of them.
That was low-key very incriminating right there, Daniel.
I actually don't think I ever used a fake ID. Automatic, you did?
I only had a fake ID to get in bars before I was 21. I didn't use it for anything else.
Was it a McLovin ID?
No, it was a real ID.
Wait, how did you have a real fake ID?
Long story short, I knew a guy that had access to the DMV.
Ooh. What? So it was a real
ID? It was a real ID, yes. With my real name, everything.
He sold these?
Dang, let's not get into that.
You are dry snitching
yeah,
right
let's
now.
Not
Jesus.
Get into that.
Come on.
Let me get back to this WTF story. A criminal complaint states that 20-year-old Daniel Burleson was in an Iowa City bar holding an alcoholic drink in his hand. And authorities look at him and they're like, all right, this guy, he looks a little young. You know, so they pull him over to the side. He's got some vodka in his cup. And then they say, we got to search you. And there inside the guy's backpack is the McLovin ID.
Chicka, chicka, yeah.
How in the world did he think he was going to get away with having a McLovin ID?
Well, it obviously worked. It got him in the bar.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that.
But major shout out to the bouncer who approved that ID. Can we just round of applause for him? And Seth Rogen even replied to it, too.
Oh, so I saw this. The guy's literally gone viral on Twitter, and he said that his Tinder game is way up since the McLovin story. All right, if y'all want to see the guy's picture, go to @DanaCortez on Instagram, Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. Did you guys see this guy? Look.
He looks 21.
The infamous McLovin.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.